Marijuana growers who want to sell their products in Seattle will have to pay a business license tax to the city. The city council voted yesterday not to give pot growers a tax break reserved for farmers. KUOW's Deborah Wong has the story.
The city has special tax rules for farmers. If you sell your own fruits, vegetables, dairy products, eggs, fish, or meats in the city, you don't have to pay the city's business license tax, or B&O tax. But now that the state has legalized marijuana, the city wants to make sure that pot farmers don't get the same tax breaks as, say, potato farmers. Pete Holmes is Seattle's city attorney.
Marijuana is not your traditional farming exemption that was intended at the outset for this. It is a new industry that is promising to be a good, strong, commercially viable industry. And consequently, it's appropriate that it should bear its tax burden as well.
The city's B&O tax that would apply to pot growers is about 0.2% of gross revenues. But some say even that is too much. Todd Arkley is an accountant who works with pot businesses. He testified before the city council that growers already pay a hefty 25% excise tax on their sales, and federal law prohibits them from writing off their expenses.
There are enough additional taxes right now, I think, on these companies that even small things, we should hold off and, you know, let these companies try to thrive as much as they can.
City Council member Nick Licata says it's anyone's guess as to how much the city can earn from taxing pot growers. He thinks it could be up to $1 million a year by 2019. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.